Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we'll be looking at destructive thinking as a result of how we think. Part 2. Dr. Luke will continue reasons people have trouble with destructive thinking from poor thinking habits. The following is a story of a person with this problem and the way he got help for his problem. Fari was a 30-year-old doctor living in a large city hospital in Africa. He had been in this hospital for 5 years. He had been married for 5 years and had a 3-year-old daughter. He enjoyed his work, but noticed that over the past 6 months, he was having increasing difficulties concentrating with his work. He did not know why, just that he did. He wanted to do a good job at work, and he wanted to start further studies in several years and needed good recommendations from the head of his department. He feared that his work was not so good. Fari even was beginning to think his department head did not like him, as he had told Fari that he needed to work harder. Fari even told his wife that he might be asked to leave the current hospital he was working at. Fari even began to think he should be reading a full textbook in his field every few months. He even started wondering if he had caused the deaths of 2 patients who recently died under his care. The problem is that Fari did not know what to do. He had tried exercise, getting more sleep, buying books on how to think differently, and still, he was unhappy and his problem only got worse. He just knew he was going to get fired. A friend of his at work noticed that Fari was more distracted at work. He asked Fari why. Fari knew that if his friend noticed the problem, then others would as well. He also knew the department head would notice as well. Fari's friend was concerned about Fari, and they talked after work one day. Fari told him his concerns. His friend, though saying he was distracted, otherwise thought he had done a good job. Fari's friend was knowledgeable about the problems people can have with stress. As they talked, his friend listened carefully, and after a long while of listening, Fari's friend asked him if he could offer some advice. Fari was glad to hear anything from his friend, which he thought would help. Fari's friend started out by saying, "There are different types of thinking which we have, which can affect our outlook on life." He said he would mention several, but there were others. The first one he mentioned was jumping to conclusions. Fari's friend stated the following about jumping to conclusions. This category actually involved 2 subcategories. The first category is called mind reading. Mind reading is where we soon want someone else's thinking. The reality is that we cannot read others' minds, and so we don't actually know what they are thinking or how they are feeling unless they tell us. This type of thinking is very common as it causes a lot of difficulty for most people. Most of the time, we assume that people are thinking negative things about us rather than positive things. For example, imagine that you go into work tomorrow and someone that is usually very friendly towards you is particularly unfriendly and quiet. You say hello and they just speak briefly and walk away. You think to yourself, "What is he mad at me about?" When this happens, you may feel tense, or you may feel angry or sad that this person is upset with you. Now, imagine that the same event happens, but that instead of saying, "What is he mad at me about?" you think, "I wonder if he is okay." With this thought, you would have a totally different emotional response or mood. The thought that you choose in this situation tends to be based on your past experiences. If you have learned to believe that other people get upset or angry with you, you will tend to have the first thought. The second subcategory is called the fortune teller error. This happens whenever we anticipate some event occurring in the future as if it has already happened. For example, a person may have a medical test and have to wait several days for the result. They may imagine all the negative possible outcomes from that medical test, so much that their tension and grief occurs as if the negative result had already come back. Of course, the reality is that we do not know what is going to happen in the future. However, much stress and anxiety is created by people anticipating the future. Catastrophes. This type of thinking involves a person having an inaccurate perception of the significance of an event. A negative event may have actually happened. However, the individual will think about the event as if it is much more life-changing or catastrophic than it really is. For example, a person may think, "My life is over if I lose this job." The reality is that losing the job would be a very difficult circumstance to endure. However, people do live through the loss of a job. They get another job and go on with their lives. Even if the individual actually knows this truth, thinking to themselves that their life is over makes their emotional response much more negative. We do emotional reasoning whenever we use our feelings to determine reality. We may feel that someone doesn't like us and then think that because we feel that way, it must be true. In fact, our emotional responses are not a very good gauge of reality. Our emotions respond to our thoughts. And as we have discussed earlier, our thoughts respond to prior events and beliefs in our lives. A final area of thinking problems is when we blame ourselves for the outcomes, which is called personalization. In personalization, the individual blames themselves or takes responsibility for events that they really have no control over. This is probably best exemplified by the many times that parents blamed themselves for failures or negative behaviors in their children. While the parents have some responsibility and ability to determine things for their children, they do not control all factors which influence their children. Blaming ourselves for events of which we actually have no control contributes significantly to a lowering of our self-esteem or our mood. Farid's friend told him that chances are he used all of these in at least some of these types of thinking. As Farid indicated before, we all develop thinking patterns in our lives. Each of these thinking patterns can lower our self-esteem, increase our anxiety, increase the chances that we will get depressed. Watching your thinking patterns and trying to stop negative or dysfunctional thinking can help, but it takes a great deal of persistence and awareness of your thinking to make changes. Farid's friend asked him to order these in order of severity and then develop a plan to work on them, and then they would review the plan. Farid's friend told him that he had studied for many years about how we think, yet he believed that more than knowledge, a personal relationship with a person called Jesus Christ could change our mind and thinking more. Farid was curious about this. His friend had just told him a lot about what he could do to change, and now Farid had a lot of insight. What more could another person give him? Farid's doctor friend opened a Bible and turned to a place which read, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." 1 Corinthians 2:16. He told Fari that to have a changed mind, we must have the mind of Jesus Christ. We must learn to think like he did. But how do we do that? Fari thought. Fari's friend read another place in the Bible. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Proverbs 2:1-11. This is exactly what Fari needed. How could he get this wisdom? He asked his friend. Fari's friend told him that the right relationship we have through Jesus Christ with God gives us peace of heart and mind. Then the sufferings, perseverance, character, and hope help us. That continues to give us good, healthy thinking. Again, Fari asked his doctor friend how he could come to know this Jesus Christ. His friend continued to read in the same place in the Bible. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:6-8. While we were still sinners, Fari's friend said, Christ died for us on the cross. It is this death of Christ on the cross and taking our sins from us in our place which provides for our salvation. Once we accept this, then we can come to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and he will then bring change in our life. Fari wanted this peace and meaning, which only Jesus Christ could give. He prayed with his friend this prayer to receive eternal life with Jesus Christ. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, I know that I am a sinner and that I have done wrong. I know that I do not deserve your forgiveness. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and that afterwards you rose from the dead to show your victory over sin and death. I now ask you to come into my life, to save me and give me a new life, now and forevermore. Thank you. Amen. Fari received Jesus Christ into his life and found a new life and peace and meaning and a changed mind because of the person and power of Jesus Christ. You too can have the same new life if you will only ask Jesus Christ into your life.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.